I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Steve Yeager with the Railroad Commission of Texas, and you guys have hosted this event for all 4 years that it's been held. Why do you guys feel like this is an important event to host?
It gives us the opportunity to get together the folks that are working on propane research and development projects, and probably more development than research projects, and bring them together once a year to exchange ideas and see what their colleagues are doing, and also to present those to propane marketers out there so we can kind of bounce them off. What do you think of this? Do you think this is a good idea that we're proceeding down, or is this something we shouldn't pay any attention to? So it gives us kind of a feedback on what we're doing as researchers and developers and engineers and scientists, if that's going to be useful to the propane industry. And so it's worked out well.
Okay, and some of those ideas that presenters have been bouncing around, which ones do you think are key presentations?
Okay, well, I like all the ag projects because I think the whole ag market, we have a potential to move into that with propane. I like the project with the dairy farm that treating the dairy beds. I like the project of the treating the grain silos because that's something that can be implemented today. These are projects, once we get the details down and the procedures down, we can implement those projects very quickly. In this morning's projects, we had some more longer term projects. One was on fuel quality. The propane industry has had a tough time in fuel quality over the number of years, so now we've got some very active projects trying to figure out what we can do about fuel quality, and that's good for the long-term benefit of it.
Next, let's talk a little bit about one project that kind of isn't getting as much attention here at the forum, but I know is a big project going on, and it's the tri-generational use of propane.
Yeah, the tri-generational use, the reason it's not presented here at the forum is it's really just got awarded about the 1st of August. And so right now we're just in the planning stages of this. And what this allows to happen is you can take an energy like propane and use that to run a generator and generate electricity for a dairy farm, then take the heat off the engine and use that heat to develop hot water and also run that into an absorption chiller to generate chilled water to chill the milk for the dairy farm. So you have those three uses: the heating of the dairy farm for hot water for cleaning the dairy equipment, the cooling of the milk, and also for the generation of electricity for the lights and the equipment inside. So what happens is you got like a 90% efficient use of energy. A typical power plant only has about a 30% use of energy going into a power plant. So this is like three times more efficient than electricity you would buy off the grid.
Okay, and you said this project is just now getting off the ground.
Yes.
When do you expect data to really start coming in?
Well, we'll start developing final plans in November, and we'll go through construction of the equipment and installation of the equipment in the spring. So it'll probably be about May of 2008, we'll actually start seeing some results of it. 6 to 8 months away.
That covers everything. I wanted to ask you anything you want to add.
No, I just think that this technology forum is just it turned out to be a wonderful thing for the propane industry, and it helps get these projects out in the forefront for people to take a look at.
Something you expect to continue next year?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Okay. Thank you.